Hey guys, it's me, Ralph.
And me, Ben.
We are the Darmalars.
Totally.
We are a lost podcast.
Indeed.
You listen to that with your ears.
Continue. Keep going.
And we are here to let you guys know that the Darmalars are collectively on a new feed.
The Darmalars have moved.
Yes, we have.
We packed up our U-Haul and took our data south.
U-Haul, everybody. So anyway, this is just a special announcement to those of you on the LPN listening to the Darmalars that we are now in iTunes. Do an iTunes search for Darmalars and you'll find us. And to check us out on our new blog at Darmalars Blogspot.
You did it just like I did last week. Check us out at our new blog at darmalarspodcast.blogspot.com.
Darmalarspodcast.blogspot.com. We
still love the Lost Podcasting Network.
We are on the Lost Podcasting Network and we've never left.
Yeah, we still love them.
But if you guys subscribe to our new feed, Darmalars, you will get some stuff that doesn't appear on the Lost Podcast Network.
It's exclusive.
So for those of you guys who...
I didn't know about it until you just said that.
So, like our Price is Right episode has no business being on the Lost Podcast Network.
Hell, that's true.
And so, if you want to get cool stuff like that...
And then that's where you would go.
Yeah. So go to Darmalars in iTunes.
Uh-huh.
And subscribe to us.
See our logo.
Or if you want to keep listening to us on the LPN, go for it.
Yeah.
We don't mind. So anyway,
because we're doing a special episode and we don't have much to talk about, it's not like there's been a new Lost episode.
No, but I was going to talk to the new people.
Hey, what's up, new people?
People who haven't heard us before, who are gearing up for the second half of season three.
Getting
or the second two thirds.
The second pod of season three.
People are wrapping up for that. We're going to give a quick description of what our show's about.
That's right.
We use words like fuck.
Yeah. I say that one a lot.
Ben says that one a lot.
I swear. We use swears.
We get excited about
Hell damn
Lost.
Fart. crap. Boobs, crap.
Boobs, crap.
And that brings me to another thing we do is we make references and shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can, I mean.
And we hope that Mike gets them all.
Yes. So to all you new listeners, we have a specific format that we follow. It's pretty cut and dry. We start out each episode pretty much talking about our weeks. We talk about episode reactions.
Yep.
We talk about what's coming up on Lost. We talk about...
the music.
We don't talk about the music. Our buddy Jimmy in Seattle gives a segment on the show each week on the music of the island from Michael Giacchino. And then we do some goodbyes.
Uh-huh. And then next week on Lost?
I already did that.
Oh, okay.
I think I already did that. Who cares?
Fair enough.
But then we have a segment called You All Everybody where you guys can call in and voice your opinion, and we usually play every call except from the kids.
We pretty much play every call except from the kids because we don't like to encourage children to listen to all our fucking swears.
Yes. One of the things that we do not do on our podcast, which I hope a lot of people
is
the recap.
Is the recap, yeah. Because we figure you've seen the episode.
If you're crazy enough to go to download podcast, you obviously have seen the episodes.
And
so that's one thing we don't do.
Also, if they listen to podcasts, odds are if they're listening to ours, they probably listen to a couple others first.
And they've heard recaps.
Like they're scraping the barrel to get to us, and they've already heard a recap.
Yeah.
So they don't need to hear us telling them what happened on Lost.
Yeah.
But.
But.
But in light of this special episode.
Ben and I were thinking of maybe we should recap all of Lost.
We're just going to recap the television show Lost for you.
Here's season one.
Okay, go for it.
As from my brain to my mouth to your ears.
Using the internet.
1 minute.
Okay, I'll time you. I'll cut you off if you go over a minute. You ready?
Okay.
Go.
Jack wakes up on a beach. He's a doctor. Jack sees the plane he was on, Oceanic Flight 815, has crash landed on a mysterious island covered with mystery. There's a bunch of people on the island, including John Locke, who regained use of his legs, Boone, who dies when he discovers a hatch with Locke, Michael, who's a dick later on, but Ben will tell you about that. There's a part where Shannon's still alive. Claire is pregnant, and she's about to have a baby. Charlie's a heroin addict, but is trying to give it up because not only does he have to, but because he feels it's in his best interest. There's a white kid, and there's a black kid, and I don't know what else. Let's see. Oh, and then they find a hatch. They build a raft. The raft explodes, and they use dynamite from the Black Rock with Hurley, who's bad luck, and he blows open the hatch, and they look into the hatch, and the raft explodes.
That's a minute. All right.
Is there a white kid?
I don't know. You said there was a white kid, so get on that, Lost Producers. Make Ralph not a liar. And put him in season one. Special features, season one. Draw a white kid on some saran wrap and put him on your fucking TV and then watch your DVDs. And now there's a white
Aaron's
kid.
Aaron's a white kid.
Sure.
There we go. He was in season one.
He wasn't born yet.
He was born in season one. With Boone died in season one.
All right. I'm going to do season two. I don't know if I can dig it down to a minute, but I'm going to try. And I'm not going to do it directly from my brain because I wrote this down earlier. Ready?
I don't even have a watch.
Well, then just...
Then you have to look at your watch and you have to be honest.
Snap. I can't.
All right, Ben.
Ready?
Recap.
And...
Go.
What's in the bunker? Desmond. Meanwhile, Sawyer and Mike meet Jin, who says it's the others before they get clobbered. Desmond shows Locke the numbers, and Marvin Candle shoots the computer and does a runner. Kate sees food in the hatch, and Hurley hands it out to everybody, including some peanut butter for the cute Australian chick. Jin's others turn out to be the Taileys, who hike to the Fusey camp, and Ana Lucia shoots Shannon. The first 48 days for the Taileys suck ass. Deaths, Jesus sticks, and Cindy disappears. AL causes a hostage situation, but then is brought into the tribe. We see what Kate did as she trips balls on the island. Mike talks to Walt on the computer. Echo finds his brother, but outs Charlie's heroin stash. Mike bails, and in looking for him, Jack has a powwow with Zeke. Charlie trips English balls and steals Aaron, leading to Three-Face Punch Friday. Sawyer and Charlie steal the guns, like it matters. Saeed tortures Henry Gale. Claire finds the staff, and I wish she'd find mine. And Ana Lucia, Charlie, and Saeed find a balloon. The blast door comes down on Loxy legs, and Saeed comes down on fake Henry. Hurley trips balls, but doesn't fall off a cliff, and Libby is in his loony bin. Not that it matters. Rose doesn't have cancer anymore. Bernard likes goats. Sawyer and AL do it, but apparently he's James Bond because Mike shoots her and Libby and lets fake Henry leg it. Echo and Locke find question mark. Echo's convinced that Locke is over. We see Mike's time looking for Walt and Miss Klug living on the list. Charlie gives turnip head some vaccine. Mike takes the people on the list to quote the others, end quote. Desmond comes back in a boat, which Saeed and the Quans sail past a four-toed statue to back up. Jack, Desmond, and Locke lock the computer room. Echo tries dynamite but fails. Timer runs out. Desmond goes from disillusioned to convinced and initiates the system override just so everything is turning purple and implodes. Fake any notices, but he doesn't care at the end.
It was over the minute. 22 seconds over, but if you would have added a Micro Machines in there, I would have thought that was okay. So what do you say, Ben?
That was season two.
This is the third and final recap you'll ever hear on the Dharma Liars.
Is the season three recap.
Season three recap.
Which we're not going to condense.
With me and Ben right...
Are you ready?
No.
Okay.
The plane crash lands in a...
We see Ben and he sends people out there.
No, at the same time.
Oh, okay. Go. The plane crash lands. One goes over there, one goes there. He sends Goodwin and he sends Nathan to go check him out. Jack gets locked up into a place where like sharks used to be. Then he turns a hatch.
So anyway, guys.
That's recaps. Done.
I don't even know.
You beat me on that one. Twice.
I don't even know my recap. I missed a lot of things.
I think
sure
season two
some
is
characters.
Longer. Yeah. I think it's fair to say that season two is longer.
Yeah, Tom is gay.
Oh, yeah. Tom thinks that Kate's not a type. Perfectly recapped.
Anyway,
all the essentials are there now that we pointed that one out.
So
the next 12 episodes are about Tom finding a man.
This is the kind of BS you're going to get on our podcast.
Awesome.
Check us out. We're here with producer Ryan. We get junk from Jimmy, which is awesome. The music segment is my favorite segment because
it sounds professional.
It's like I get to listen to it. It's something I get to listen to and not work on.
That's right.
And I am ready to take off.
That's it. We're doing a short podcast. Come
yeah,
and check
special,
us out.
Special thing. There's a couple people I want to thank. Some other podcasters.
Okay.
People who support us.
Mm-hmm.
The Lost Chicks. Kim and Casper, thank you very much. Go check them out. They are my favorite Lost Chicks podcast. I want to thank Make Your Own Kind of Music with Scott and Steve, my favorite Scott and Steve podcast.
Whoop.
The Lost Obsession with Jenny and the Gang. They're my favorite Obsession podcast.
Yeah.
Flight 815 Survivors with Tucker and Johnny.
All the way on the other side of the pond.
They're great. They're my favorite 815 podcast. The Lost Initiative, the girls, Kim and Amy.
Yes.
They are my favorite initiative podcast. And Jay and Jack from
yes.
The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. I'd like to thank them. I'd especially like to thank Jay for helping me out with all this bullshit.
I'd like to give Jack two tacos for 99 cents up. That's my review for Jack. Two tacos for 99 cents up.
Yeah, and a Western bacon cheese.
And a Western bacon cheese.
Jay, I want to thank you very much.
Yes.
Because it was a pain in the ass. It took me a week to get this feed going.
Like
a
whole week
of technical junk.
Working on it the whole time.
From a dude who knew nothing about anything to now understanding it fully, he has tremendous patience. And anybody who wants to make a podcast, go to Jay.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll help you all.
He would love to get nonstop instant messages.
He wants to be a nonstop tutor from this point forward.
He loves it.
Thanks, Jay, for helping Ralph out.
Faye. Okay, guys.
That's it.
Check us out on our new feed. If you want to call the You All Everybody segment, call us at the Dharma Line, 206-338-4261.
That's 206. Line?
338-4261. Gmail account number? Go for it, Ben.
That's dharmalars at gmail.com.
And?
myspace.com/dharmalars.
And?
frapper.dharmalars.space.
And? cafepress/dharmalars.
I suck.
Anyway, guys.
Check us out.
Check us out. We're better than this normally, but not by much.
But not faster. That's for sure.
All right, Broseph. What do you say we get out of here?
We get out of here. Do you have a line to go out on?
Oh.
Should I pick a film for you?
Oh. No, I had one. I'm going to do it for my new favorite movie, Hard Target, and it's going
to
be awesome.
Strong. Okay. Well, I'd like to give thanks to everyone for helping us out, producer Ryan. And we didn't have a piece from Seattle Jimmy this week, but trust me, you'll see his piece regularly, and it's awesome. You'll see it with your ears. And from everyone at the Dharmalars, lost a la vista.
Tell that girlfriend of yours to point her tits north and step on the gas. You gotta see Hard Target.
I got it. That sounds like an awesome movie. Bye-bye.